with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the U.S. and Israel continue hammering targets in Iran, the Iranians are striking back. The U.S. Embassy compound in Kuwait has apparently been hit. No word on casualties. The BBC's Hugo Bashega in Jerusalem says Iranian strikes on Israel have killed at least 10 people there.
We've seen the deadliest attack in Israel in this conflict so far when a missile hit a residential area in the town of Beit Shemesh, west of Jerusalem. A building of a synagogue and of a bomb shelter where people were sheltering during an Iranian missile attack was hit. The building collapsed. There was widespread destruction and there was a huge search and rescue operation underway for people believed to be trapped under the rubble. Emergency services said that these efforts would continue through the night.
President Trump is honoring the first Americans killed in the war.
As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
In a White House video statement, the president offered his prayers and condolences.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen.
He also warned that, sadly, there will likely be more U.S. casualties before the end of combat operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
He was wearing clothing emblazoned with an Iranian flag design and the words, "Property of Allah," the man who shot two people dead, wounded 14, at a popular Texas night spot over the weekend. The FBI says the shooting in Austin is being investigated as a potential act of terrorism. Police shot and killed the man, said by authorities to be a U.S. citizen originally from Senegal. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 557 points. This is SRN News. Texas sues an abortion pill provider.
Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Aid Access of illegally shipping abortive patients into the state in violation of its pro-life laws. In his complaint, Paxton says, quote, Aid Access's illegal acts in Texas are not theoretical. They have already caused the deaths of unborn children across the state. Aid Access is a notorious part of a growing network of out-of-state abortion traffickers that deliberately target Texas residents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Defense Secretary Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain its support from the U.S. military. The changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's rebrand in 2024 from the Boy Scouts and other changes in recent years. Scouting America now accepts boys, girls, transgender youngsters, and openly gay scout leaders. This is SRN News. More evidence that artificial intelligence is working its way into every crack and crevice of American life.
Burger King is testing AI-powered headsets that recite recipes and alert managers when inventories are low. The system collects data on restaurant operations and shares it in a voice that talks to the employees through their headsets. The headsets can also track when employees say words like welcome and thank you. Now, Burger King says it's using it as a coaching tool, not a tracker of individual employees. Jason Walker reporting.
India and Canada have agreed to strengthen their economic ties. The move is aimed at boosting ties after 2 years of strained relations. Indian Prime Minister Modi says the two countries are about to finalize a comprehensive economic partnership expected to increase trade by $50 billion. SRNNews.com.